Let's turn to page 4 and look at the neurological levels. This model was developed by Robert Diltz, who is an early developer of NLP. And it's his model explaining how we go about creating the results that we do in our lives. I've changed it around a little bit, but it still stays fairly true to the original. So right at the outside, on the top level, we've got results, which is really the most important thing. What is the results we're getting? What are we achieving? And what we're saying from this model is the results we get are dependent upon our behaviors. We behave in a certain way, we get a certain result. So our results are completely dependent upon the way we behave. Now, our behaviors are determined by the skills and abilities we have. Or from an NLP point of view, I guess we could also put into their strategies. So we have certain skills and abilities, we have certain strategies which enables us to behave in a particular way and get a particular result. Pretty standard at this particular point in time. Now things get a little bit interesting. Because below skills and abilities, we have beliefs. Now I tend to think of beliefs as being like on-off switches. This is what our beliefs do for us. Let's just take a particular example. Let's say that somebody wants to come on a training program and they want to be a better presenter. That's the result that they want. So they need to learn to behave as a better presenter. So they can come on a training program and learn particular skills and abilities and strategies of presenting well. But let's say the program that they go on, although they learn the skills and abilities and strategies, they leave still with the belief that they can't do it, or that they're not a good presenter, or whatever it may be. What amount of those skills and abilities do you think they're going to tap into? Probably the answer is very little. So the levels of results, even though they've got new skills and abilities, we're not going to see it at the level of results. Now, if the same person came along on, let's say, presenting magically, and had the same idea about the outcome that they wanted, as in the result they wanted was to become a magical presenter. So they needed to develop new ways of behaving as a presenter, and we give them new skills, abilities, and strategies. And also on the training, they install the belief that they truly are a magical presenter. We now have a very different situation. Suddenly all those skills and abilities are switched on. They're able to behave in a different way and create very, very different results. Even then, that's not the entire story, because we have the level of values. Now, values determine how we spend our time. Values determine what we're motivated to do and what we're not motivated to do. So let's play the game again. We have somebody come along to a presentation skills course. They want to get the result of being a better presenter. They want new behaviors. During the training, they learn new skills and abilities, get new strategies, and they leave with the belief that they can do it. Yet, presenting isn't important to them. What will we see at the level of results? Probably, we won't see any change in the results at all, because the person won't be motivated to present. So playing the other side of that, let's say somebody comes along, as an example, presenting magically with this idea about, I want to be a totally magical presenter. They want new behaviors. They learn new skills, abilities, and strategies, and they practice them during the training. They leave with the belief that they're a magical presenter and that they can do it. And even more than that, it's important to them. What we now have is that their values provide the power, the energy, and the drive to drive through their new beliefs, activate their skills and abilities, that enables them to behave in such a way that they get the result that they truly want, to be a magical presenter. So ideally, as far as enabling someone to achieve what they really want to do, we need to work with an individual to enable them to align all of those levels. To have aligned values, aligned beliefs, have skills and abilities, so that they can behave in a particular way to create the results that they want.